Planeta bolilor rare.
I'm Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I'm presenting you the Rare Diseases Planet. We're going to find out more about Romanian initiatives in the field of rare diseases. A rare disease is also referred to as an orphan disease. It's any disorder that affects a small percentage of the population. Although the disease may be rare, patients and families share a common struggle and they share this most of the time together with doctors and those involved in finding the diagnosis. We are honored to have with us Friends of Rare Diseases Romania, Professor Dr. Maria Puiu, Medical University of Timișoara, Dr. Adela Chirisa Emandi and Nicola Alexandrescu, all very good specialists, but also very involved in the activities of the National Alliance for Rare Diseases. Hello and welcome to Radio Noro.
Hello, I'm Dan Alexandru and I would like to ask you to introduce yourself and tell us more about your passion for rare diseases. When did it start?
Bună ziua, Alex. E dificil să spun exact când a început pasiunea pentru bolile rare, dar cred că odată cu pasiunea pentru genetică, adică acum mulți ani.
Hello, Alex. I'm Professor Maria Puiu. It's a bit difficult to say when exactly has the passion for rare diseases started, but it was probably at the same time when the passion for genetics started, and this was many years ago.
În imediat după anul 2000, am asistat în Franța la demersurile pentru introducerea primului plan național pentru bolile rare.
Immediately following the year 2000, I witnessed the first plans to implement the national plan for rare diseases in France.
Și întoarse în țară, mi-am dat seama că și în România trebuie să realizăm același lucru.
And coming back to Romania, I realized that in Romania we have to do the same thing, so our patients benefit from the same plan.
Alături de Alianța Națională pentru Bolile Rare și specialiștii din Societatea Română de Genetică Medicală,
together with the National Alliance for Rare Diseases and specialists from the Medical Society of Human Genetics,
lucrat pentru introducerea bolilor rare în strategia Ministerului Sănătății.
We worked together to introduce the strategy for rare diseases into the Ministry of Health plan.
Am obținut bugetarea unor programe naționale pentru bolile rare.
We obtained funding for financing some
programe naționale
for some for the National Plan for Rare Diseases.
Și lucrurile au început să se îndrepte spre o abordare mai coerentă a acestor boli și în țara noastră.
And things start to have a course, have a normal course, and we believe a better management of diseases.
Sigur, mai sunt multe de făcut, dar sperăm ca prin politicile coerente să reușim un management de nivel european pentru pacienții cu boli rare din România.
Of course, there are a lot of things to be done. However, we will continue to improve the management of rare diseases so that we reach the European level and model of approach for rare diseases.
And how did the idea of a genomic center came to you?
Ideea centrului genomic este legată de faptul că un bun management în bolile rare presupune un diagnostic corect și cât mai precoce.
The idea came because in the management of rare diseases, diagnostic is very important to be early and to be correct and to be early diagnosis.
Il centro di medicina genomica ha are echipamente de aproape 6 milioane de euro, bani pe care nu i-am fi putut obține decât din astfel de proiecte de cercetare.
The Center of Genomic Medicine has equipment to account for 6 million euros, and this was the only way to get funding to from a research project.
Iar împreună cu demersurile noastre de cercetare, sigur vom crește în timp și capacitatea de diagnostic a acestor boli.
Together with our research capacities, we will increase in the future the access to diagnosis for diseases.
Is it difficult?
Nu este ușor, nu a fost ușor nici să obținem aceste fonduri, nu este ușor să găsim în continuare resurse pentru funcționarea centrului și mai ales să pregătim specialiști care să aibă suficientă expertiză pentru ca evoluția centrului să fie cea așteptată de noi.
So it's not easy. It was not easy to get the funding, not easy to implement the project. Again, further, it's difficult to obtain further funding from the agents. And then, importantly, to get expertise and specialists that are prepared to work in this new equipment. To improve diagnosis and also research.
Is it challenging?
Ne propunem să mergem pe aceeași linie de accesare de fonduri și de susținere prin diagnostic, prin expertiză, prin politici coerente, comunitatea pacienților cu boli rare.
Further, it is our goal to sustain the National Alliance for Rare Diseases and patients with rare diseases, and we're putting in all the effort to get a better diagnosis and management.
Practic, este mesajul Societății Române de Genetică Medicală, a specialiștilor din geneticieni din România.
This is the message of the Romanian Society of Medical Genetics and Specialists in Genetics in Romania.
A Centrului de Medicină Genomică din Timișoara.
The Center of Genomic Medicine in Timișoara.
Pentru Ziua Bolilor Rare din Ziua Internațională a Bolilor Rare.
For Rare Disease Day.
Noi specialiștii suntem alături de pacienții cu boli rare.
We specialists are next to patients with rare diseases.
Și încercăm prin toate posibilitățile noastre să
and we try with all our efforts to
să contribuim la creșterea calității vieții lor.
To contribute to increasing quality of life patients.
Mulțumesc.
Thank you, Professor Maria Puiu. There are two more with you. I would like to invite Dr. Adela.
Yes.
Can you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Hello, I'm Adela Chiriță-Emandi. I'm a clinical genetics working in the Regional Center for Medical Genetics, Timiș, together with Professor Puiu.
Can you tell us about the center participation in the European Reference Network?
Yes, so the European Reference Network is an effort of the European Commission to construct a roadmap for experts in rare diseases. So the patient will know where to go and who has the best expertise. So the And the approach of the European Commission was to do several networks on groups of disorders. And we, as a center, tried to apply and was successful to apply with the network for rare congenital malformation and intellectual disability syndromes. This covers a lot of syndromes. And we made this application together with other centers in Romania, with the Willy Association and also other regional centers for medical genetics in Craiova, Iași, and Oradea. So this group, this network, aims to provide an infrastructure for evidence-based management and collection of secure patient data. And members of the network will share best practice and disseminate guidelines to promise and improve coordination of patient care. And well, this network is called, that we adhere to, is called RNA Ithaca, and it comprises of 38 members from 10 member states in Europe. And its aim providing highly specialized multidisciplinary healthcare for patients with rare malformation and rare intellectual disabilities. So its aim to do collaborative research and have program for teaching and training activities. I think, to put it in short, is it will give us access to expertise in Europe. Within the network, we are considered as an expert center. So this is good.
Thank you. Can I talk to Dr. Nicole, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. I'll also have to ask you to introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Nicoleta Andrescu. I am professor assistant at the University of Medicine and Pharmacy from Timișoara and specialist in medical genetics.
Can you tell us how the Genomic Center is involved in rare diseases?
Yes, one of our main objectives for the Genomic Center is to help improve our knowledge regarding the cause of different rare diseases.
How do you see the future of your center?
We hope to grow, because we are only at the beginning. We have a very good infrastructure in the Genomic Center. We have access to the newest technologies in genetic diagnosis, and we want to work on different projects regarding rare diseases, not only rare diseases, also common disorders, in order to establish the molecular pathways involved in those disorders, and of course to translate our results in the clinical practice in order to improve the quality of life of those patients, to optimize their treatment and, of course, the management of the patients.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm inviting you now to send a message for our patients with rare diseases in Romania.
Okay. Our message is that we are very close to the patients with rare diseases, and we will strive to help them to have a diagnosis and to have a better quality of life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you very much. I am Dan Alexandru Tiveriu, and I'm inviting you next week again at the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.